What's going on, everybody? I don't have much time today, but I decided I'd, you know, at least come by and give my opinion on one of the most recent, or I think it is the most recent One Piece episode. And if you've been keeping up with One Piece lately, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the Zoro episode, Zoro versus King, that we've all been waiting for. Because I did talk about the Sanji versus Queen episode, I think that was like 2 weeks ago, maybe, or I don't know. I might have actually posted the episode like maybe about a week ago or something like that. But regardless, I was also waiting to talk about this episode because I knew it was going to come at some point. But yeah, I don't have much time. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it, because that was I've got to say that was definitely a 10 out of 10 episode. The animation was stellar. I mean, even the choreography, the art was on point. And overall, it was just a really enjoyable episode from start to finish. I mean, it was just really good. I'm not really going to compare it to the Sanji episode quite yet, just because I feel I might make a whole, I might do like a whole episode about that or something in the near future. But this episode alone was really good. However, there are some things that I'm not going to say that I didn't really care for, but I do wish was better for the episode. Because I kind of want to get the things that I didn't really like out of the way. So one of the things that I thought could have been better was, I would say, the direction of the episode, because I just think that it could have been put together a lot better. Like, and again, I don't want to compare it to the Sanji episode, but it's just a perfect example. Like, if you notice with Sanji's episode versus Queen, it was a setup from the beginning. They were talking about Germa, and they were talking about who Germa is, and then how it pertains to Sanji. And throughout the episode, they had a whole setup and everything. I just kind of wish that they would have had a similar setup with Zoro versus King. And I'm not saying they don't have to really talk about his backstory or anything, but they could have just found a way to make it more cinematic. That was my biggest thing. I like when episodes have really good animation, but I also like when it has the cinematic element with it as well. So yeah, that was one thing about that. Another thing I didn't like, this is the last thing that I thought could have been better. Now, I love Zoro's theme music just as much as anyone else. But for me personally, I kind of wish we could have got one of the more epic soundtracks. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think that his soundtrack really fit the scene. I know a lot of people liked it, and that's cool. But for me personally, I don't know. I kind of wish they would have given him a different soundtrack. But like maybe like the soundtrack they used for Shanks. I think it's called like the Very Very Strongest or something. But like, I don't know. I feel like there's better soundtracks that would have made that scene more epic for me. But yeah, those two things aside, it was a great episode. Really did like it. Zoro versus King. I think as far as an adaptation, I thought it was pretty good. They did add a lot to the fight, similar to what they did with Sanji versus Queen. They did add quite a bit to it. But that, I mean, it was good additions. It was additions that really did add to the fight, and it really did add to the struggle that Zoro had with King, because Zoro did struggle with King a lot in the manga, but they really showed it a lot in the anime too, just how much of a struggle it was to beat someone like King. And now people are talking about King versus Katakuri. Hey, like I said, that's a conversation for another time. I'm not gonna talk about that now, but I do think that they did a really good job on that too. I thought Zoro's final move was excellent. And actually, funny enough, my favorite part of the episode wasn't even really Zoro versus King. My favorite part of the episode was the ending. That ending, I'm not gonna lie, that ending was sexy. It was good. It was up there. The ending where Zoro uses the, I think it's called the Clear Lance, where he basically skywalks with his swords into the air, and then he slammed into the ground and like a Mortal Kombat character, and they're like, Zoro wins. I was like, whoa. I was like, hold on. I was like, this is clean. I like this. I like this a lot. And yeah, I gotta give them the props on that one. They put their foot in that episode. That was especially with that ending. That ending was actually, I couldn't have thought of a better ending myself. So, and it was epic too. So I really enjoyed seeing that. And I'm really hoping that, you know, they keep that same energy for Luffy as well. And we see, you know, for the, and if you know what's coming, I'm not going to say, sometimes I say I'm going to spoil, sometimes I say I'm not, and I'm doing the best I can, but I hope they keep that same energy for Luffy. But for now, I'm going to catch you guys later. I'll be posting another episode. I wish I had more time, but yeah, see you guys in a minute.